Today's shir is Masechet Kedushin, Daf Gimel, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of Hold Tanan. The Gemara has been focused on how Mishnayis use their wording. Do they use a Lashon Zachar or a Lashon Nekeva? Do they use the word Dvorim or do they use the word Drachim? So ask the Gemara of Hold Tanan, the Mishnah Masechet Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav teaches us Esrik Shav LeIlon B'Shloisha Drachim. There are three ways. Does an Esrik tree have the same halacha as a fruit tree? It has a halacha of Arla that the first 3 years any fruit that emerges from the tree is Arla. It has a halacha that on the fourth year the fruits are considered Netar Ravai, that the fruit have to be eaten in Yerushalayim or redeemed, and the money taken to Yerushalayim. And actually, Tosfos says that this Mishnah is a proof to an interesting Shaila. There's a question throughout Shas, when the Torah introduced the halacha of Esrog, of Netar Ravai, was it only said to grape trees, or was it said regarding all fruit trees? Our Gemara is clearly an indication, says Tosfos, it's speaking about all fruit trees. And in the third way, it's similar to fruit tree, is that we go after the chanota, after the blossoming, in the year where the fruit blossoms, that's the year that is considered that the fruit emerged. And therefore, if there was the blossoming of the fruit in the Shemitah year, so one of the halachas that apply to Shemitah, one of the halachas that apply to Shemitah is that anything that grows by itself during the Shemitah year is called Sfichim and may not be consumed. So the question now is, there was an Esrig that had the Chanota in the Shemitah year, but the Likut, the actual cutting off of the fruit, was in the year after Shemitah. Will it be considered a Shemitah fruit, which of course one may not consume, or may not consume Svichim and have all sorts of halacha? So the Mishnah is teaching us that in this manner, the halacha is Esrig is considered like a fruit tree, and in the year of the Chanota, that is the year that's used to determine if it's a Shemitah fruit or not. But ask the Gemara, since the Mishnah doesn't have to use the word Drachim, because by Zov and by our Mishnah, we established in our previous shir that the Mishnah uses the word Drachim because we want to speak about what causes Ziva, what is the way marriages take place. But why over there do we have to use the word drachim? Why don't we use the word dvarim? Listening, dvarim. The word Mishnah should have said dvarim. Answers the Gemara, Bishum dvarim l'misni seifa. Because the seifa over there teaches us that even though we just gave the three ways of how an esrog tree is considered like a fruit tree, but liyerek b'derech echad, but it's similar to a vegetable in one way. And that is, we know that the Meiser has a cycle. The first and the second and the fourth and the fifth year, every year you have to take off Truma. Every year you have to take off Meiser Rishon. But in these years, you also have, in the first and the second and fourth and fifth, you take Meiser Sheni. In the third and the sixth years of the cycle, we take Meiser Ani. And what the Mishnah is saying is that in order to determine which is the year that the Esrig has a Meiser halacha, is it a Meiser Sheni year or a Meiser Ani year, we look at the year where the fruit is actually collected, which is the halacha by vegetables. That when we speak about vegetables, we look at the year in which the vegetable, we look at the year in which the vegetable is actually collected. So it says that since it wants to say derech in the Sefer, so says the Gemara, it says derech in the Reisha, drachim in the Reisha as well. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Sefer naminis nidavar. If that's the thing, so yes, we should use the word davar in the Sefer. Answers the Gemara, hasam, what the Sefer is coming to teach us, the Sefer is actually coming to teach us not just that an esrig is treated like a yerek, but the Sefer is actually coming, as far as mice is concerned, but the Sefer is actually coming to teach us something much more fundamental, says the Gemara. The daka the esrig, that the esrig is similar to a yerek, to vegetable. In what way? My yerek daka ligdal kolmayim. Vegetables need a lot of water, and the rainwater is inadequate for a vegetable. It needs to be watered on top of the rainwater. Esrig tree also needs a lot of rainwater. And therefore, my yerek darka ligodol kamayim, it's constantly watered. And therefore, b'shas l'kutusa yisuroi, when it comes to far as mice is concerned, we go after the year of the actual cutting. Af esrig, the same thing when we speak about esrig, darka ligodol kamayim, it needs a lot of watering, and since it needs a lot of watering, that's what Bishasli Kutase Asuroi, where as far as Hilchas Mais is concerned, we follow it. So now we understand why the Mishnah over there uses the halacha of, uses the word derech, and since it uses the word derech in the Sefer, it uses it in the Reisha as well. There's an interesting shaila that I saw the Sefer Cheshuki Chema discusses. We're learning now that the Esrog tree is certainly subject to halachas of trumas, maisris, and of course shmita. And I saw an interesting question that was discussed. When it comes to use an esrig for the dal minim on sukkos, and somebody has two options, should he use an etzisrael esrig because there's so many good reasons to use an etzisrael esrig, especially perhaps a Shemitah Esrig. One is because Kimdas Avid Bar Mitzvah Chada, it was once used for one mitzvah, so it's appropriate to be used for another mitzvah. Also, of course, we want to support Yishuv Etz Yisrael, and by using an Etz Yisrael Esrig, we're supporting Etz Yisrael's Yishuv. On the other hand, that there's a reason to use Esrig from Chutz Laretz. Two reasons. Maybe the Esrig from Chutz Laretz is better. And number two, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be mafsid. A person's not allowed to cause that perish shvius should get ruined. And a person who uses an Etz Yisrael esrig, when you use the esrig, you're constantly holding it and putting it down and taking it up, it loses its beauty, it loses its value. So this question was asked to Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin, and he said, because especially the concern of Hefsid Peiris Shvius, and particularly if it's a nice Esrig, that you should use the Esrig from Chutz Laretz. There are others say that there isn't a concern, because by Truma, the Tzefet Tzitz HaKodesh says, there's Locha, Vani Haine Nosati, as Mishmeres Trumasi. The Torah tells us that we have to protect the Peiris Shemitah, the Peiris of Truma. So we have to be careful not to let them get ruined. Whereas there is no such pasuk by Shemitah. So yes, we're not allowed to actively cause a loss to Peiris Shvius, but we're not doing it deliberately. So he says there isn't an issue. Moreover, I saw that the Sefer Torah Saaretz suggests that what gets ruined, the outer peel of the esrig gets ruined by you constantly touching it. But the outer peel is not really the part of the esrig that is eaten. And since it's not the part of the esrig that's eaten, there is no concern if it gets ruined. And we have all the reasons that we gave what make Perish Etz Yisrael so special, particularly the Perish of Shemitah, to Kodesh Avad Bar Mitzvah Chada, with Avad Bar Mitzvah, another mitzvah, and that's why they suggest it's better to use that Yisrael Esrig. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Masechta Bikurim, discusses a koi. And whenever we discuss a koi, there's machlokes throughout Shas, what is the koi? Some say the koi is a combination of a behema and a chaya. And some say a koi is a min b'fnei atzma. And there's some halachas in which behemas and chaya are different. A behema does not have to have kisui adam. When one slaughters a behema, you don't have to cover the blood. When one slaughters a chaya, you do have to cover the blood. Moreover, there is no chelev d'oraisa by a chaya, but there is chelev d'oraisa by behema. So the Mishnah over there says, the Mishnah over there discusses the koi, and it says, yesh beidrachim shavel chaya. In some ways, it's similar to chaya. Yesh beidrachim shavel behema. In some ways, it's similar to behema, as far as the chelev is concerned. Yesh beidrachim shavel chaya behema. And in some ways, it's similar to a chaya behema. It requires shechita, just like a chaya must have shechita before you eat it. And a chaya has to have shechita, a behema has to have, behema chaya both have shechita before you eat that. Yesh beidrachim shenesh shavel loy lebehema lechaya. That you can't mix it, not with a chaya, not with behema, because we don't know exactly what is its status. So since we don't know what exactly is its status, there would be an isaklayim if you mix it, whether with a behema, whether with a chaya. So the question again is, nisni dvarim, why does the Mishnah use the word drach? Drachim, why doesn't the Mishnah use the word dvarim? Vesu, hadatnan, we're going to learn in a Mishnah later that the halacha is, as we learned so extensively, particularly at the beginning of Masechta Gittin, that when one brings a get, when a shliach brings a get to Medina Sayyam, he has to say, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. And the Mishnah over there speaks about what happens if somebody brings a document indicating the freeing of a slave. So it says there that you also have to say, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Says the Mishnah, zu'achs min adrochem, she'shavu gitei noshim, l'shchurei avodim. This is one of the ways that there's a similarity between these two documents. And again, why did the Mishnah use the word drachim? Why did the Mishnah use the word nisni dvarim? Says the Gemara rule. When the Mishnah is trying to differentiate tani drachim, the Mishnah uses the word drachim. But when the Mishnah is not trying to indicate a differentiation, that's why it says dvarim. So our Mishnah that says Isha Niktas Bekasa B'Shtav Bia, to teach us that a chuppah is not one of the ways you could affect Kedushin. So that's why the Mishnah uses the word drachim. And as we're going to learn, the Mishnah also uses the word drachim to tell us that chuppah is not effective to make a Kedushin, and chalipin, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem, are also not effective to make a chuppah, a Kedushin. The Mishnah by the Zav, the Mishnah comes to teach us that only those seven ways that are identified in that Mishnah, which could be used as to examine if the Zav had this emission because of an external reason, nothing else. So that's why the Mishnah uses the word drachim. The Mishnah of Get Ishishta Shechra says that these two documents are, in this way, are these two documents are the same. But if somebody said, Tnu Getzel Ishti, somebody asked the shliach to deliver a get to his wife. And somebody said, Tnu Shtar Shechra Zalavdi, somebody said, deliver the Shtar Shechra to my Evid. The halacha is that if somebody asks somebody to take a get to his wife, until the get arrives by the wife, he can retract. Because there's a rule that we discussed extensively in Masechta Gittin, Zochel L'Adam Shlavifonov, that I could do something positive for somebody else, not in his presence. So now we can understand why that is the halacha by shtar shechra. So if somebody sends a shtar shechra on behalf of his evid, certainly his evid going free is a benefit. So as soon as that person who's not the evid, and the evid doesn't even know about it, receives it, he could take it on, it becomes the evid's. Zochel adam shlo b'fonav. And that's why the moment you say shtnu shtar shechra zeh la'avdi, the evid will be free. But when we speak about a get is not a positive. So the wife is not divorced until she actually receives the get. Since the wife is not divorced until she actually receives the get, then if he changed his mind before, he could retract. So that's why it says drachim, to say that in some way, again, isha and shtash shikra are the same, and in some way not. The same thing by an esrig, to teach us that in some way the esrig is like a tree, and some way it's like a vegetable. That's why the Mishnah uses the word drachim. The same by koi, that since the Mishnah says that in some ways it's like a behemoth, and in some ways it's like a chaya, and in some ways it's like neither, that's why the Mishnah again uses the word drachim. Dekanami, and says the Gemara, we can learn this, we could see that this is the correct pshat. The Ketani Sefer, when the Sefer of the Mishnah by the Esrig, Rebbe Elazar says, Esrig Shavel Ilal Chadavar. Rebbe Elazar disagrees, and he says that Esrig in Halacha is treated completely like a fruit tree. So since it's considered completely like a fruit tree, and we're not differentiating, so that's why we use the word Davar. Shmamina, that the word derech is only used when it's pointing out a difference. When that isn't the case, we don't use the word davar. The Mishnah began with the words, Hishin niknas b'shloisha drachim. So whenever the Mishnah gives us a number, the rule in Shas is that the Mishnah is giving a number for a reason, to teach us something. So ask the Gemara, Minyana derei shalamute mai, what is the Mishnah trying to exclude by teaching us three? And ask the Gemara similarly, Minyana the Sefer, when the Mishnah said, the koinus atzma b'shnei drachim l'mute mai, says the Gemara, Minyana the Reisha, the number at the Reisha is coming to teach us, l'mute chuppah, that a woman doesn't have the ability to, the chuppah does not make kedushin, as we're going to learn, that you have to have, you have nesuin, a chuppah could affect nesuin, but a chuppah cannot make kedushin. The Yerushalmi, to the question of Minyana Dereish Lamali, says that the Minyana is coming to teach us that you don't have to have all three things to be Mekadosh Nisha. You don't have to have Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. One alone is enough. So the Pnei Yeshua doesn't say, why doesn't the Bavli give the same teretz? He says, because throughout Shas, we know that whenever the Torah speaks about a kinyan, we see throughout Shas, says the Pnei Yeshua, that one kinyan is adequate. So says the Pnei Yeshua, there really is no reason why our Mishnah, there really is no question that when our Mishnah says that a kinyan is good by a, that you have kinyanim by kedushin, there is no reason to assume that anything that you would need to have all three. So Gemara is saying that it's coming to teach us that chuppah is not koina. So the Makna, the Sefer Makna asks, why would we think that a chuppah is effective to make a kedushin that we need the Gemara to teach us it doesn't? But if it was effective, the Mishnah should have mentioned it. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention it is clearly an indication that it's not effective. So he answers that Kesef, Shtar, and Bia are all kinyonim that are effective, and there are psukim that indicate that they are effective. The chuppah might be effective, but we don't have a posik to teach us that it's effective. Since we don't have a posik that teaches us that it's effective, that's why we would think that maybe it is effective, but it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. That's why we need the minyanoi to teach us that it doesn't, that it's not effective under any circumstances. But ask the Gemara, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on the Afhei, that Rav Huna, the opinion of Rav Huna, the Omer Chuppah Koina, that Chuppah can affect the Kedushin, because the Gemara made a Kavah Chaymer from if Kesef is effective, then Chuppah is certainly effective. So ask the Gemara if that's the case. We're back to where we started, Lamute Mai. What is the number three that we began the Masechta with coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, Lamute Chalipin. To teach us that chalipin is not effective. Now, whenever the Gemara speaks about chalipin, there are two types of chalipin, there are two definitions of the word chalipin. Chalipin could either mean an exchange, a barter, where you and I want to exchange items. I give you something and you give me something. That's one explanation of chalipin. And the other explanation of chalipin is a type of a kinyan. It's a type of kinyan that the person who's selling, the meicher, receives something from the koina, and by the meicher receiving this item, making it a kinyan, lifting it up, that affects a kinyan, that there's a transfer of ownership. Of course, what we're speaking about, and that's what's known also in Shas as kinyan sudar. What the Gemara over here is speaking about when it says that chalipin is not valid for kedushin of a wife, it means the kinyan sudar. There's obviously no barter involved when you're marrying a wife, but there can be this kinyan sudar. Of course, says the Gemara, Sakadat chamina, why you could think, Hoyo v'gomar kicha kichem stays Ephraim, that we learned from the Stei Ephraim in our previous year that a woman could be, that the kinyan of an isha could be done with kesef, just like the kinyan of a field could be done with kesef. And the halacha, says the Gemara, is ma'as sod mekanya b'chalipin, just like a field could be bought with chalipin. We would think that af isha namni mekanya b'chalipin, or you could do a kedusha with a chalipin, kamash malon, that chalipin is not effective. Ask the Gemara, maybe chalipin ought to be effective to affect the kedushin. Answers the Gemara, chalipin is nu b'pachs m'shev pruta. When we do chalipin, as we just said a moment ago, the kinyan sudar that the meicher takes from the koina can be something of minimal value. It doesn't even have to be a shava pruta. And we learned in our Mishnah, the isha b'pachs m'shev pruta, when it comes to do a kedushin, you always need to have something which is shava pruta, because the Gemara says a woman would never allow that she could become a wife with something that is less than a shava pruta. So we see, so that's why it's not effective. So ask the Ravid, if you could buy a field with less than a shava pruta, why isn't that a proof that the wife also could be bought with chalipin, with something which is less than a shava pruta? So the Ravid says that even though our Gemara is comparing, the Gemara more than once will be comparing Hilchus Kedushin to Hilchus buying a field, that it's only for the general outline, but not for all the details. And certainly the detail by a woman, you have to have a shava pruta, and by field, you don't. So our Mishnah just said that chuppah, that chuppah is not koina kedushin, but it is koina a nesuin. So I saw a beautiful verse from the Sadeger Rebbe. He says, chuppah. Chuppah means to cover up. Somebody who's chuppah, somebody who covers up, somebody who acts in a modest, humble way, koina. That's how he'll be able to have everything. A person who lives in a modest fashion will be zoicha to everything. So we just learned, ein isha b'pach shuav pruta ein a nikness. So I saw that the Vishnu Tzvi Rebbe explains that many times the Torah is compared to an isha. We learned just yesterday, shir, Torah Hashem tamima m'shivas nefesh, says, ein the isha b'pach pruta ein a nikness. When it comes to Torah, only when somebody has no consideration for money, that's when you could buy, that's when it could become, Torah could become connected to you. But somebody who's always concerned about pruta, isha in a nikness, that person, the person who's always thinking about pruta is not a person that could become a Talmud Chacham. The Avne Meluim quotes the Sma that says that Chalipin is similar to Kinyan Kesef. And therefore, since by Chalipin, you have to, what you give for the Chalipin technically remains what, by with the Meicher. And that's why by Kedushe Chalipin, you would have to, if you give something which is less than a pruta, that's why a woman would not agree to that. Continues the Gemara, Minyana de Sefer. Why did the Mishnah mention the number in the Sefer? Lamuti Chalitza. To to teach us that a regular wife cannot have a cannot separate from a husband through chalitza. Only a get would be effective, not chalitza. And explains the Gemara. We can make an argument that chalitza should be an effective means to terminate a marriage. Because ma yavama sheni yotze beget. A yavama cannot have her relationship with the yavam severed with a get. The Torah only gives a chalitza as an option. But chiyotze bechalitza, chalitza is effective. Zu, so an eshes ish, shiyotze beget, where get is effective, suggests the Gemara ain't a din shiyotze bechalitza. Chalitza should also be effective. Kamash malon, that chalitza is not effective. But ask the Gemara of Emachanami, maybe indeed chalitza should be effective in terminating a marriage. Amakra, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Sefer Krisis, when the Torah describes the get. And from there we learn, Sefer Karsa, that only a get could affect a termination of a marriage. Vein Davacha Karsa, chalitza, or other methods are not effective in terminating a marriage. So we learned in the Mishnah that one of the ways to affect a Kedushin is with Kesef. Asking Mamanolon, from where do we know that that is indeed effective? Vesu, Hadatanan, the Mishnah in Masechta Ksubis taught us, Hav Zakeh Bebita, that a father has rights in his daughter when she's a Ketana and when she's a Nara, Bekedusha, when he marries her off, Bekesef, that he gets the Kesef Kedushin. If the father chooses to marry off the daughter, he's the one that gets the Kesef Kedushin. Bishtar, if the Kedushin is being affected, as we learned in our Mishnah, with a shtar, the shtar is given to the father, or Babia, he has the right to give over his daughter to whoever he wants to do bia with her, and that will be the way that that man will be her husband. Menolon, the Mikne B'Kesef, how do we know that Kesef is effective? And not only is Kesef effective, but Kesef Davuhu, says, and that the Kesef belongs to the father. So as Rashi and the Rishonim point out, even though Al Gemara has already at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Beis taught us about the Gzeirus Shavah from Stei Ephraim, that wasn't the real purpose of the sugya. Now the sugya is going to really analyze that Gzeirus Shavah. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Merav, Damakrav Yotzah Chinam Ein Kesef. The Torah speaks about a girl who is sold by a father to be an Amah Havriyah. And the halach is that when a girl becomes Nara, that she's 12 years old and brought to Simonim, the halach is she, no matter how long or short she was in that owner's house, she goes free. And the Torah Gedosh and Parashas Mishpatim uses the words V'yotze Chinam Ein Kesef. Why does the Torah say V'yotze Chinam Ein Kesef? If the Torah wrote the word Chinam, so then obviously Ein Kesef, there's no need to pay. The teaches Ein Kesef L'Adam Zeh. When a girl becomes a Nara and she leaves her owner's home, there's no need for her to pay him anything. Avayesh Kesef L'Adam Acher. There is a different type of owner that does get paid, or maninu, and that is the father. That when a girl leaves a father's home and he marries her off, and there's kesef paid for that marriage, the father is the one that's going to get the kesef. Ask the Gemara, maybe she should be the one to get that money. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. Gemara says it's difficult to accept that she should be the one to get the money. Why should she be the one to get the money? Hachi Hashta, Aviyah Makabal Kedusha. The father is the one that has the right, as we discussed a few moments ago, to accept the Kedusha for her. And the Gemara says it's not something that we just learn from a Svara. It's a Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, the Ksiv, as Biti Nusati, Lishazeh, that my daughter I gave to this man. So if the father is the one that's in control of the Kedushin, certainly How can we say that Iyu shakla kaspa, that she should get the kesef? If the father's the one that's in control, and the father, I saw the Meiri goes in to explain, the father could choose to decide to whom she should marry, whom she should marry. So we see that the father is in total control. So since the father is in total control of the Kedushin, it doesn't make sense that he should not be the one who's getting the kesef. Ask the Gemara, Vema, Hanimili, when will we say that the father gets the Kedusha Kesef B'Ktana, when the girl that's being married off is a Ktana? Because the Les Lo Yad, the Kabbal Kedushin, since she's a Ktana, and the Halacha is a Ktana doesn't have any Das, then the Halacha is that she should, and that's why she can't be the one to take ownership of that money. Since she can't be the one to take ownership of that money, the father's the one to get the money. So Taisus the Remaskal, Ema Hani Mili, says, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that? Why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that the Kedusha Kesef of the Ketana goes to the father? Of course the Kedusha Kesef of a Ketana go to the father. Because since the Halacha has a right to marry off, to sell his daughter Ketana, for an amavriya, so since the father has a right to sell his daughter as an amavriya when she's a ketana, so obviously he's in total control. What does that have to do? So the same should be for kedushin. Why do I need a pasuk? So Taisus answers that yes, when a father sells a daughter to be an amma, it's all about finances. That means the father could have had her at home, and she would work, and her earnings would belong to him. So it makes sense if he sells her, then he's giving up those earnings, the money should go to him. But that isn't connected to Kedushin. Moreover, says Taisus, that it's obvious to the Gemara that if the father could sell her, he's the one that's entitled to get the proceeds. Because the selling of Amar Avriya is temporary, as we're learning, till she's a Nara, it can never be for more than 6 years. But Kedushin, which is forever, and the Kedushin being that it's forever, will extend into a time when she is already a Gedoyla. And a Gedoyla, the father can't sell. So maybe the money that the father gets for selling her, he's not entitled to, because he's putting her into a situation which extends into the time that she's a Gedoyla. So that's why we need a special pasuk. We can't learn the halacha of kedushin from the halacha of mechira. So, ema hanimil ketana de les layad. We would say that when does the father get the kedusha kesef by ketana de les layad lekabel kedushin? She isn't halachically able to do a kedushin herself. Avinara, who's already considered a baris das, de les layad lekabel kedushin. She's able to affect transactions. So since she's able to transact transactions, the halacha maybe should be tigdash iyu nafshi. She should be the one to enter into kedushin, the tishkla kaspa, and she should be the one to get the kedusha kesef. How do we know that even by a nara, do the kedusha kesef go to the father? Amakra answers the gemara because the pasuk says benurah beisavia, and when we learn kol shvach neurim, anything that she becomes entitled to while she's a Nara, Lavia goes to her father. Says the Gemara, Ela Ohadam Rafun Amarav. Nine Shemasa Basla Av. How do we know that if a girl earns something, it belongs to the father? Because the Torah says, we just discussed it, V'chiyim ke'ish is bita la'ama. The word la'ama is superfluous. The Pasuk is speaking about V'chiyim ke'ish is bita. What is a person selling his daughter if not that she should be an Amma? What does the Torah mean with the word? What does the Torah have to write the word Amma to teach us? Ma Amma, just like a maid, Masya del Rabba, her earnings belong to her owner. Af Bas, to teach us that a Bas also, a single girl, Masya del Avia, go to her father. Ask the Gemara, typically, but why do we have to have, ask the Gemara, a special limud to tell us this halacha? Typically, why don't we learn it from the pasuk that we just quoted of Nureya Beis Aviyah, that we learn from here, Kol Shvach Nurim Laviyah, that anything she gets is while she, anything she, all of her proceeds go to her father. Ella, why do we have to say that Pasuk, Nureya Beis Aviyah? Because that Pasuk says, the Gemara B'Afaras from the Nedarim Ksiv, and to teach us that a father could be make for the Nedarim of his daughter, who's still a Nara. It has nothing to do with the Masi Yadayim. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, why don't we say that that's what the Pasuk is teaching us? That B'Afaras Nedarim would Ksiv, that the father has a right to be made for her Nedarim. But how, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. How do we know that the father is entitled to the Kesef Kedushin? V'chi Teima, if you'll say, well, once we're learning from Nureya Beis Aviyah that the father is the one that can be made for Nedarim, we'll also learn from there that the father has total control over the daughter in the terms that he should get the Kedushin, the Kesef Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Mimana Mesura Layopinan. There's a rule in Shas that Mimonim Yisura, these are very two types of subjects. And since they're very two different types of subjects, you can't learn one from the other. V'chi teima neilef miknasa. The halacha is that if somebody, Rahman Slan, is ma'anis, violates a girl, mafata, seduces a girl, the Torah says that she's entitled to chamishim kesef knas, and the chamishim kesef goes to the father. So why don't we say that just like the father gets the kesef of the knas, he should also get the kesef kedushin? Answers the Gemara, mamayna meknas lo yalpinin. Again, mamayna, when you marry a woman, the money that's paid is called mamon. And mamon belongs to, mamon is a transaction. Knas is a fine. And fine is not something that you're owed, and therefore they're very different. V'chi teima, says the Gemara, neil mebayshus begam, that the halacha is that when somebody violates a girl, he has to pay bayshus begam, and bayshus begam is a mammon. He depreciated this girl by violating her, and goes to the father. So we see we have an example of mammon, which is going to the father. Why can't we learn Kesef Kedushin from Boishas Begam? Answers the Gemara, Shani Boishas Begam, Davu Shaykh Begavayu. The father is harmed, the father suffers when she has Boishas Begam. Because the father, as we're learning in our Shir, has the right to marry her off to whomever he wants. And when the father chooses to whom he marries her off, he could take payment. But if the girl is not as quality, because she underwent this boishes begam, the father is the one that loses, says the Gemara. So we're back to where we question. We learned that Om Avriya, if we learned from Om Avriya that the kedush, that a girl could have kedusha kesef, and the kedusha kesef go to the father, says the Gemara, we learn it from V'yotzachinam and kesef. We just had all these questions that maybe that's not what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, says the Gemara, Bestarbe de Kikamamat. The Pasuk V'yotzachinam en kesef means when she leaves the owner's home. And Kedushin represents when she leaves her father's home. So since those two subjects are so similar, the Gemara says that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. Yitzia de Kavasah Kamamat. Leaving where you were till now. Whether it's whether the maid leaving her owner's home, or whether the wife or the girl leaving her father's home. But ask the Gemara, we're saying that they both represent the Yitzia. But ask the Gemara, they're very different types of Yitzia. There, when a girl goes free, she leaves completely. As we keep on discussing in our Shiurim, when you have a Kedushin, it isn't the final step. You still need the nesuin, which is done with the chuppah. Says the Gemara, correct. As far as getting married, just because she had kedushin, and just because the father accepted the kedushin, doesn't mean that she's completely out of his home. But in one element, in one aspect, she is.
Ba'afaras Nadarim, me and Nafkalim Rishusai. As far as Afaras Nadarim, he no longer is totally under his control. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechta and the Darm, the Samach Vavam Abayis taught us, Nara Marasa, Aviyu Ba'alam Afir Nadarel. That a girl, as long as she's single, when she's by her father's home, as long as she's a Nara, her father has the right to be made from the Darim, and that right is his and his alone. However, once she becomes a Rusa, he loses the opportunity to be the sole individual who could be made from the Darim. He does it jointly with the husband. And therefore, she left his Rishus as far as that is concerned. And since she left his Rishus as far as that is concerned, that's why it is similar to an Amavriya. Of course, the Rishonim asked the question that she didn't leave the Rishus to altogether because the father still retained right. So I saw that because of this question, the Shita Mukabetzes quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel that had a different girsa in our Gemara. The Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa in our Gemara is that she left the father's Rishus that, as we're learning, a father has a right to sell his daughter as an Amma Avriya. But the halacha is that the moment the girl becomes mikudeshes, he has no right anymore to marry her off. And there he completely loses that right at the moment he's mikadeshar. And that's what the Gemara means to say, that when a father is mikadesh the daughter, regarding this aspect, she's completely no longer under his authority, just like when a girl leaves her owner's home, Amavriya leaves her own owner's home, she's completely no longer under the authority of her former owner.